Along the La Crosse River, you'll find four audio recording devices set up in the marsh. On the hour, every hour, they turn on for 10 minutes. UW La Crosse biology professor Rob Tischer says he and his students analyze the sounds of the frogs' mating calls. Tischer says it can help them determine if populations are going up or down, changes in the amphibians' activities, and if they're affected by weather.
I have one here. There's a chorus frog, a green frog, a spring peeper, and there's a train in the background, too.
The audio data is then shared with the U.S. Geological Survey's Upper Midwest Environmental Sciences Center in La Crosse. That office is participating in the nationwide Amphibian Research and Monitoring Initiative, which in part is trying to better understand declining frog populations. Tischer says the recordings save researchers time and they can study a larger area than they could on foot.
You can hear a frog calling in a certain area and it can take you a long time to actually locate it visually. So hearing it is much, much easier.
Tischer says beyond the research, he says the marsh audio is another way to document life as we know it.
It operates on so many levels, scientific, factual, but also it just sort of tugs at the emotions in your memories, too, which I think is cool.
The project is in its third year, but Tischer says they need at least 10 years of data to detect long-term changes. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.